I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The war in Syria is getting even more complicated, especially for the U.S. Over the past couple of days, Turkey has been bombing sites in Syria, but it's not exactly targeting ISIS. Turkey is going after Kurdish military sites and other targets. Remember that Turkey is a U.S. ally in the fight against ISIS. But then again, so are the Kurds. So basically, two of the U.S. allies in Syria are fighting each other. We called up The World's Richard Hall in Beirut for a breakdown on Turkey's actions.
So ostensibly, the reason they said they were entering is to go after the Islamic State and stop rocket attacks coming from Syria. There were a couple of rocket attacks that hit Turkish towns. A second reason they said for going in was to prevent the Kurdish forces in Syria from linking up their two territories and controlling most of the border from Iraq to the Mediterranean. They were trying to stop the Kurds from controlling that stretch of border there.
So it's kind of an international fight against ISIS, but also some domestic issues for Turkey targeting the Kurds. Is it clear what's at the top of Turkey's agenda, ISIS or responding to Kurdish fighters?
Well, judging by where the fighting's happening over the past few days, it would seem to be that the Kurds were on the receiving end of most of it. And to understand this, we have to actually go back to Turkey and look at what's going on there in the southeast, in the Kurdish-majority areas. There's quite a vicious urban war going on between a Kurdish militant group called the Kurdistan Workers' Party and the Turkish army. You've seen Kurdish cities leveled by this fighting. And just the other day, there was a bomb attack by the Kurdish Workers' Party against a police station. So Turkey is fighting this kind of vicious urban war in Turkey with this Kurdish group. And this Kurdish group is linked to this Syrian Kurdish group that the U.S. is backing in the fight against ISIS. So Turkey basically sees ISIS and the Syrian Kurds as basically the same. They're both threats to Turkey, while the U.S. separates the two and supports the Syrian Kurds. So it's kind of a messy triangle of relations there between the three.
So just as an aside, Rich, we're talking about Syria, but Turkey apparently is also targeting villages in northern Iraq. Is it generally the same situation as Syria, both ISIS and Kurdish targets?
Yes, so northern Iraq is where the Kurdistan Workers' Party has its bases. They're kind of on the border there between Iraq and Turkey. They live in the Kandil Mountains there. It's kind of where their bases are. And they cross the border there from the mountains into Turkey and carry out attacks against the Turkish army and Turkish police force.
So how is the U.S. responding to all this? Because they would obviously like to see Turkey stick to that fight against ISIS, right?
Yeah, I think they were kind of caught off guard by the direction this offensive went in. I was engaged in a kind of back-and-forth email exchange with a spokesman from U.S. Central Command last night, and they actually didn't have a response for me when I first asked, like, is the U.S. still supporting this offensive now that it's targeting your allies? Eventually, they came up with a response. They said, they're still supporting Turkey in fighting ISIS, but these attacks against the Kurdish allied forces are not being coordinated with the U.S. They said, I quote, we do not support them and they are not coordinated with U.S. forces. So they're kind of caught in a very tricky situation at the moment.
So after Joe Biden's meeting, very friendly meeting, it seemed, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, what's to be done now if this fight against the Kurds, a U.S. ally, continues?
Well, the key demand of Turkey is for Kurdish forces and their affiliated militias to withdraw east of the Euphrates River. That's been a demand they've been making for a long time now. So if the U.S. can convince Kurdish forces and Kurdish affiliated forces to withdraw east of the Euphrates, we might see a kind of uneasy status quo. At the moment, there's no real sign that the Kurds are going to do that. They've been fighting for these towns in this area. They've lost lives taking these towns back from the Islamic State. And now they're being told by one of their fiercest enemies to leave the town now and let our friends go in. So there's kind of this difficult situation. Whether the U.S. can convince the Kurdish forces to do that, it's unclear at the moment.
The World's own Richard Hall in Beirut. Thanks for explaining this to us, Rich.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.